We wanted to have a discussion. We started it last week, so Coach Jones, I bring it to you because you don't see many black men as top guys in wrestling. We do have Swerve Strickland as a top guy in AEW. We will see what happens with a Trick Williams and a Obafemi in the future.
Right.
So, from your historical perspective, Mr. Johnson, why is it so difficult for a black man to be in the top spot?
I will exclude the current era, although I see remnants of it still exist, definitely in WWE. And I agree with you. AEW, I don't see it nearly as much. Because if they were willing to actually have Swerve Strickland actually be their guy for 5 months, I'm like, okay, so there is some hope. There is some hope in that department. But the reason as to why is it was it is it, it's very easy, and it was very easy for the NWA bookers, and it was very easy for Vince, both senior and junior, to hide behind the excuse of, well, and it goes back to the phrase that Triple H said earlier this year. Well, we don't see black or white or brown or yellow or red. We see green. If they make the money, they'll be put in the main event. Hogwash.
Probably not.
Hog to the wash. I'll give you one good example of why I believe that's hogwash. In the late 80s, you had a guy named Bad News Brown. And he had the ability to not only make anybody look good in the ring, but if they wanted to fall out of line, he knew judo and he'd mess you up. So not only could he handle business and keep things safe and injure nobody, if they got out of line, he could hem you up, which those are two of the preeminent things that I've heard people and bookers say they want their number one guy to have: the ability to make everybody look good, and if it gets rough, hey, stop it now, I want now. But they reduced him to a comedic act, and he wasn't a comedic act, but WWE reduced him to it. And it pisses me off to this day, and it's now 35 years later. Pisses me off to this day. They had him in a match at WrestleMania with Roddy Piper, and he thought it was a bright idea to paint half of his body black. I don't mean brown, I mean black. Black shoe polish. And it's like I was in my late teens then. I understood then. I'm like, okay, so they really think black wrestlers are a joke. They really think it. And then at the same time, you had Virgil, who they made him a joke. They had Junkyard Dog, who before then, you know, like, okay, he's cool.
Pre-chubby Junkyard Dog was a
Right.
monster.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And I should know because he wrestled in Houston, I don't know how many times. And I mean, loudest pop of the night every single time he was in Houston and every single time he was in New Orleans. Loudest pop of the night. But
Doom.
he gets right, but he gets a WWE, a WWF, and they make him basically a mascot. Throw a chain on him. Like, yeah, just act like a dog. Jeez. Like, yeah. Then we get to Doom. I'll say it. That's the best tag team I saw after the Road Warriors had their time. I didn't like the Steiners as much as I like Doom, but I thought those two were really good.
Yeah.
But their reach got capped mighty hard. All because, you know, they just simply wasn't the cup of tea with the bookers. And I'm like, and of course, one of those times, one of the bookers happened to be Ric Flair. So, I mean, now I could say, well, I guess WCW saw the light because out of Doom, you had Ron Simmons. He ended up being the first ever black heavyweight champion of a major promotion.
And how long was he champ, Cole?
4 months.
How long was Jey Uso champ?
7 weeks.
People wonder why I'd be like, they should get that man a real run. Back when he didn't even get black people run, you gave a black man about 10 times more time than you gave Jey.
And I'm glad
over the crowd.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that. I'm glad you brought that because I wanted to link the Ron Simmons reign to Jey Uso's. So at that time, WCW was enamored with Big Van Vader. And yeah, he was a cool figure. But I thought, okay, this was a good time to actually have Ron run with for a little while. But they decided, I think 4 months is good enough. Let's have him put it back on the big guy. And then as soon as Simmons dropped the title to Vader, Simmons drops off the face of the earth. And not because of his doing, not because of an injury, because WCW didn't see anything at all worth anything to invest in him after that.
Okay.
So let's cut to I'm gonna set you up properly, playmaker. So cut to now 2025. You have Jey Uso win a WrestleMania match for the World Heavyweight Championship on April the 19th.
Ironically, he tapped out Gunther.
And he tapped Gunther out. Only to have the same finish in reverse 7 weeks later. So what was the point in having him win the Royal Rumble match, have the lead into the match at WrestleMania, have him win the title, if you're only going to get it off of him before 2 months is up?
I have my biased thoughts on that one, which is one of the reasons me and Cool did not look forward to that WrestleMania.
Because to me, if that's what you're going to do, have Gunther top out Jey and then be done with him. But don't throw the belt on him and be like a token. Oh yeah, he gets the crowd going. This is a reward for him actually being the guy who makes the guy who gives a lot of his pop of the night. And you don't even give him 2 months with the world championship.
That's because these keyboard warriors, because I can't say what I really want to call them, wanted to put the whole WrestleMania downfall on him. While myself and Kuma came to see him like, no. One, you in Vegas. Two, we know how expensive Vegas is without WrestleMania. And Three, when you add WrestleMania to it, you might as well triple it.
I hated the fact they wanted to rest. Oh, well, Jey really isn't a main eventer on the fact that they were having issues selling tickets. I'm like, no, it wasn't that. It was the fact that you made the tickets twice as much as the WrestleMania before.
Thank you.
And then y'all decided to put WrestleMania right back in Las Vegas.
After you said it was going to be in the Big Easy.
But yeah, after you said it was going to be New Orleans. Be like, on second thought, scrap that. We'll throw him a bone. We'll say we'll come in WrestleMania another time. We'll throw him a big event. But we're going to take that and we'll put it back in Vegas. Get out of here.
And then you're going to give him money in the bank. So my question is, what does Booker T fall into your analysis, Mr. Johnson?
Booker T, he's smarter than people think, and people give him credit for being.
Agreed.
You can play him for a clown, you can play him for a sucker, you can play him for a fool, but the dude knows what he's doing. It's like, okay, if you want me to entertain you, I'll give you entertainment. If that means that's going to get me to the bag, okay, cool. I'll be one of the most ridiculous kings you'll ever see. If it gives me the world championship, cool. Because when I was serious, you crapped all over me. Because I showed you I got skill. I show you that I can captivate an audience. I show that I can actually have people be in my corner. But you decided to bring up my past, make me a thug, make me an ex-con, and just make that be worthy of content for us to do a program on and for people to not take me seriously and to do it on air. To me, I will still say this to this day. That was the worst program ever created for a WrestleMania match ever. Because when I saw that, and I remember seeing it in the beginning, when they actually focused on that, I said, if they have Triple H go over on Booker T, that's basically going to chop Booker T, and it's going to basically render him to be nothing but enhancement talent. And unfortunately, that's what he was until he became King Booker. And then with skill and with humor and with a little bit of a cutthroat nature, he proved that he can entertain, he can bust butt, and he can be a champion. So the way Booker T falls, I think he looked at the landscape. He said, okay, so WWE doesn't really treat a black wrestler serious. Because if he was serious, then he would probably have the title as a babyface. No, I actually got to be an absolute cutthroat, funny heel. And if I do it well enough, they have no choice but to throw the title on me. And that's exactly what happened.
Okay, to a less degree, Kuma Kane, as we get ready to wrap up here, where do you put Mark Henry in this discussion?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mark Henry had to do exactly what Cole was talking about. Mm-hmm. He had to go through the serious phase. He had to be a coon. He had to play that he had a hand baby with an old white lady. He had to turn back into a monster later in his career, kind of like a, we appreciate all your servitude, boy, so we're going to give you a championship run before you retire. My issue with the black wrestlers, and we'll keep talking about this, so don't think this is it, but my issue is we say that we don't judge by color, that we're judging people by what they do. That's a lie. That's a huge lie. Why is a Montez Ford a star right now? Don't tell me because it's a tag team. Shawn Michaels kicked his tag team partner in the face and they strapped a rocket to him and blew him up years ago. So don't tell me it's because of a tag team. It's because you don't want that man with that charisma, with that woman behind him, with the love he get from everybody, to get on his own, and then you really get some beef if you don't do what needs to be done. See, you can wave off certain people. You've been waving off people for a long time. You waved off Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley should have been dominant in WWE. Bobby Lashley is a beast.
Yes, he should have been.
You should have put the belt on that man. You should let that man beat everybody. He should have beat Bray Wyatt. He should have beat Brock Lesnar. He should have beat John Cena. He should have beat Roman Reigns, dadnabbit.
Yeah.
But you were never going to do that because he looks like the gentleman on your screen right here. And you don't want those guys to be top. And the main reason, and we'll go into more details and talk about stuff later, but the main reason is very simple. The people who are making decisions don't look like the people sitting right here. That's the main reason. You want representation. You want things to change. You got to have people there that can have that has a seat at the table that can say, hey, we need to be doing this. When you don't have anybody there, this is how you get treated.